Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to the whole delegation for your disposal to answer our questions. I wanted to join in something that Your Excellency said at the beginning, and it was also taken up by the rapporteurs, and that is the ratification or the acceptance of Articles 31 and 32 by Japan. You tell us in the answer to our questions that there was a series of, I think, 29 or many 19 sessions where you discussed the issue of Article 39, and since the signature of the convention have passed now 11 years, so this is certainly a demonstration of a very profound study of the issue. But when I compare that to the ratification of Article 32, which was deposited at the same day of the ratification of the convention, 2 years after the first signature, I wanted to ask you how the process of study on this article was held in Japan. Was it an equally profound study, or what was the reason to do it so quickly and to study so profoundly Article 31. It's not an academic or historical question. It has to do also with the answer you gave on our question 5, where in paragraph 9 of your answer you said that pursuant to Article 12 of the Convention, there was no case being raised to date against the government of Japan. Now, I ask myself, in what form could a complaint having been raised when Article 31, which would be the individual complaint, is not ratified? Or do you refer that to a possible complaint by another state? Or do we refer to a domestic complaint under the convention? But you say at the same time that there is no clarity whether the convention is applicable under the constitution of Japan directly under before Japanese courts. So would you please explain what would be the way to place a complaint under Article 12 of the convention in face of the situation I have been describing?